Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Winging It Season 3, Episode 8. Thank you so much for tuning back in. Yay! All right, y'all. Let me go ahead and introduce your host. He is the man who taught Marvin the Martian how to fly, Dr. D.
Yes. Marvin the Martian was my favorite cartoon character as a kid. How did you know that? Hello, all, and welcome to Winging It. I am your host, Dr. D. Thank you for listening and watching. As always, if you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio, please subscribe and leave a five-star review. If you're listening on Pandora, give us a thumbs up. And if you're listening and watching on YouTube, please like, leave a comment, and subscribe. Now, tonight's contestants, coming to us from Brooklyn, New York, you can find him on Instagram at AidenKelly_00. Please welcome Aiden Kelly.
What's going on? How's it going? I didn't know we were calling Sunnyside Brooklyn now.
Is it Queens? My bad. Whatever. Wow. Nobody thinks you're from New York, so it doesn't matter. Wow. Quickly, Aiden, favorite Olympic sport?
Boxing.
Boxing. Okay. So they even have boxing anymore? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's only on Ireland they're kind of good at.
Okay. Coming to us from Brooklyn, you can find her on Instagram at Poor Potato Face. Please welcome Meg Felling.
Hi, Dr. D.
Favorite summer Olympic sport?
Curling.
Yes. And coming to us, I won't mention which borough because I don't know, from New York City, you can find them on Instagram at RalphTheMouth81. Please welcome Ralph Anthony.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Ralph, what borough are you in? Manhattan?
I'm in the lovely Garden State of New Jersey.
Well, did you move to New Jersey full time yet?
No, not yet.
I know why you're there, but okay.
Hell yeah, player.
All right.
You're not going to ask me what my favorite Olympic sport is?
What is your favorite summer Olympic sport?
High jump.
High jump. That was a great moment in Olympic history the other day.
Oh, my God. Cool. I fucking love it, dude.
That was great. I love all Olympic sports.
He just likes it because it's got the word high in it.
Dude, oh, him, not me.
I was an all state track athlete, dude. I competed internationally. That's how good I was, dude.
Oh wow,
yeah, hell yeah.
Anyone else got any more humble brags for the beginning of the show?
Or? Such a weird flex on the beginning.
I'm like, are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. I ran in the Penn relays when I was in high school.
Cool.
We get it.
I'm
in your life.
Oh, you're great. We get it.
Yeah. And now look at you, Ralph. Look where are you now with us.
All right. Now to our prompts. Let's get to the show. Things parents say when they are drunk. Which I have a feeling most of these will come from actual memory for Aiden. Aiden.
And now you know how you were born.
Meg.
You get your homosexuality from your father.
Ralph.
You were definitely the accident.
Aiden.
I'm drunk now and therefore have the emotional capacity to say I'm proud of you and I love you.
Meg.
You weren't adopted, but if you were, I wouldn't have picked you.
Ralph.
You can love any man, woman, or animal you want.
Aiden.
You know what I think about? Insert minority here.
Meg.
You're such an ugly baby.
More people need to be told that. Ralph.
After you dropped out of college, we dropped you out of the will.
Again, I feel like that hits home to a lot of people. Especially comedians. All right, good job. Unlikely lines to hear in a war movie. What are some things you won't hear in a war movie? James Mack, save the day. Meg.
You know, the drill sergeant is just like the sweetest, chillest guy.
Ralph.
We're pulling out like we're dating a girl who's not on the pill.
Aiden.
And now here's a Nazi music choir with "War." What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Meg.
Wait, camo doesn't make you invisible?
Ralph.
Don't say that. It's 2021.
Aiden.
Wow, that war ended with a really great exit strategy.
Meg.
I'm just in the army for the benefits.
Ralph.
You know, they really do take care of the veterans the best in America.
And Aiden.
Black Hawk Down. Wow, you've got to stop throwing stones at birds. That is not in the spirit of bird watching.
All right, good job, everybody. Ralph, I was waiting for a veteran joke. I was. That was good. Yeah. Thank you. Questions you'd like to see on a political debate? This could go anywhere, especially with the recent news today in New York State. Ralph.
What's your favorite sexual position?
Now, there's a voting platform I can get behind. Aiden.
Would you be willing to paint the White House black and call it the Black House?
Meg.
Explain exactly how a woman's period works. And a follow-up question, do you think they can hold it in?
They can't?
Oh, God. I feel like
How much coke have you sniffed off hookers?
That might be the only question that needs to be asked at most political debates. Aiden.
Hands up if you have not been accused of sexual assault. No one? Well, that's going to make Will You Ever Lie to the Public a bit pointless.
Oh, yes, in light of news this afternoon. Meg.
Who would win in a fight? Newt Gingrich or his haircut?
Ralph.
How much money do you have hidden in offshore accounts?
Aiden.
What can you do to get Aiden Kelly a Netflix special he definitely doesn't deserve?
There is not enough pull in the world for that shit.
Be the only 7-minute Netflix special ever. Meg.
How are babies made?
All right, good job. That special was only 7 minutes. We got
dynamite. There was only there's only like a minute of pauses as he forgot his jokes.
Did he just do crowd work on a special? What is
Oh my God. What's his name? Whitney Cummings?
Oh, I was going to say Big J Okerson, but did a whole fucking hour of that shit. All right, y'all.
Ed and Kelly's, your special would be the only one that's in English but would require subtitles.
Yo!
If we listen to Sylvester Stallone, you should be able to listen to me.
I don't think that anybody listens to Sylvester Stallone. You could just nod their heads and go, yes, you did fight things.
Mind you won't hear on a history documentary. I'm expecting some British jokes here, Aiden. Aiden.
And then aliens came down and built the pyramids. Oh, wait. This is lines you won't hear on a history documentary.
Oh, nothing like a comic and a conspiracy theory. Meg.
Fun fact, Queen Elizabeth's pale face makeup was actually just part of a clown fetish she had.
Ralph.
History? Don't you mean her story?
Aiden.
The world has a long history of artists molesting young boys, from Michael Jackson to painter Michelangelo. Although in the case of Michelangelo, the boys got a picture afterwards.
Meg.
Surprisingly, all of this family's children lived through adulthood.
Ralph.
The Civil War was based on economics, not race.
Aiden.
And then George Washington told James Madison to eat a pile of shit.
Meg.
Genghis Khan was actually soups into consent.
And Ralph.
But you got to give him credit. Hitler was quite the painter.
I was thinking then the British showed up and said, you know what? We'll leave this place alone.
That's right up there with them. And then the English decided to use the spices they've been taking.
We don't need a 498th colony. Oh, one of my favorites always, Dr. D's inner thoughts. Ralph.
Oh, man. How many Big Macs can I eat at once?
Seven.
How come James never says, here's the host with the most, in a nice and pleasant tone?
Meg.
Can I pull off sitting backwards in a chair like those cool teachers in the movies?
All right, free for all. Who's up? Ralph.
God, I'm fucking hungry.
Meg.
How can I tell James Mack how I really feel?
I do every day. Aiden.
Is Bruce Springsteen just New Jersey's bad Billy Joel?
Oh, don't go there. Billy Joel have a daughter in the Olympics? I don't think so. Meg.
Someday I'm going to dance my way out of this town and be a star.
Ralph.
James is such a better host than I am.
It's true. Aiden.
With all these pictures of women with horses, am I becoming sexually attracted to the horses?
I clearly am. Meg.
Fuck the English.
Yeah. Colonizing bastards. Ralph.
How much cheese is too much cheese?
That is, there's an infinite is the only answer. Meg.
I think my therapist and my stripper are really into me.
Ralph.
Can this stage support my weight?
I often think about that in places I perform. Aiden.
Should I wipe back to front or front to back?
Who wipes? All right, good job. Ralph, we'll give you one more.
With the way these dating apps are going, I wonder if I should just sign up on Grindr.
I already have. Oscar, Aiden, help me. Meg.
Women aren't the only people that can store things in their bras.
Oh, that's it. That's a good one. DMs Jesus would get. Our Lord and Savior. Aiden.
Are you vaccinated or are you waiting for you to save you?
Meg.
Send nudes.
Ralph.
Is it Jesus or Jesus?
All right. Now it's up for grabs. Meg.
Hey, Jesus. We love your content. Would you like to be a band ambassador for a jewelry line?
Aiden.
Dude, I read that book. Consensual isn't the word I use to describe your conception.
Ralph.
What's it like having a deadbeat dad?
Yes, that's true. God was a deadbeat. Meg.
Hey, Jesus, I love your photos. Have you considered following Muhammad? I think you would really like his content.
I love the fact that Meg starts off with, hey, Jesus. Aiden.
Is Judas a good kisser?
Ralph.
Is the whole Red Sea thing a euphemism for a girl on her period?
Oh, Aiden.
Is it just leprosy you cure? Asking for a friend with chlamydia.
Meg.
Hi, Jesus. I know it's been a while. I love your hair. Have you considered starting your own fempire with Monat?
Apparently Meg's sick of getting advertising DMs. Ralph.
You think your mom is down to immaculately concept with me or what?
Aiden.
Did God really rest on the seventh day, or is that his excuse for England?
Meg.
Live cams, eggplant emoji, water emoji.
Any more? I think that's a good one to end on there. I like that one. Jesus is the only fans page.
All right, y'all. So it was really close, but Meg won it with the bra joke. So
Yeah, she did. Meg Felling, give us 2 minutes of the funnies.
Thank you so much. All right, so I don't think I'm ready for lockdown part two because I don't want to feel like I have to try to work out again. Like that's really it. Because I tried working out during COVID part one, you know, like, and I did it for all the wrong reasons. Like, I didn't work out to get swole or a beach bod. I just worked out because I ran out of things and drugs to do. Like, have you ever been so bored you just became a better person? Yeah. Don't worry, I stopped. Like, I've been trying to do my best during COVID. I've been trying to support small businesses. I don't buy things off Amazon anymore. I think it's really important to support small businesses, which is why I buy my Adderall from a middle schooler. Like, I'd go smaller, but have you ever tried buying drugs off a fifth grader? They are terrible at fractions. I'm kidding. I still buy things off Amazon. No, I do. I love drugs. They're my favorite food. No, my parents are really disappointed when they found out about the amount of drugs I was doing. They were like, how can you put all these substances into your body and still not be fun? I think my parents are hippies. So like they can hang. And like before you're like, oh, white lady raised by hippies. Like, don't worry. Like, yes, I was raised by hippies, but they still hit me. So I'm normal. But I think it's actually weirder when people are jealous I was raised by hippies. Because like I don't seem okay. Like this doesn't look like someone that was raised correctly. Like, hippies are just drug addicts that just happen to like recycling. That's the only difference.
All right. Thanks, Meg. I love that. You support Amazon and the penis rocket. Very good. Once again, you can find these funny folks all over the internet. Tell them where they can find you, Aiden Kelly.
I'm on Facebook at Aiden Kelly and Instagram at AidenKelly_00.
And your OnlyFans? No? Okay. Meg Felling.
That's private.
Hi, I'm Meg Felling, and you can find me on all the social medias under either Meg Felling or Poor Potato Face.
And Ralph Anthony.
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at RalphTheMouth81, or check out my website, RalphTheMouth.com.
I look at it every day, first thing when I get up. what'd you say?
I said, I fucking hope so.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching. Be sure to follow Winging It on Instagram at Winging It Comedy, WINGIN Comedy. Winging It is a production of Headspace and Timing Comedy. I am Dr. D, and we'll see you next time, hopefully.